Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, January 28th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were March corn up 7.5 cents at 541.5, March wheat down 4 3/4 at 653.5, and March beans up 8.5 cents at 1383.25. Big news this morning: strong exports, and we had a new export sale. The new sale is 1.7 million metric tons of corn to China, 213 corn to unknown. The weekly figures were strong corn 1.85, wheat 380 for the old crop, 216 for the new crop, beans 466 for the old crop, and 1.56 for the new crop. So demand certainly continues out here. There's news that Russian wheat is now trading at a premium to French wheat. That's something that doesn't happen very often out here. Markets are absolutely volatile. The Dow has rallied 500 points off its lows. Silver's up over $1 an ounce. A lot of extreme volatility in these markets. There's talk of a possible Argentinian wheat export cap. They've been talking about that for a while. I think we're going to have to take a close look on that. I don't know what the final outcome is going to be, but it just kind of adds to the bullish kind of scenario that guys are talking on all these grain markets, wheat, corn, and beans. I don't necessarily agree with it so much in the wheat. I think there's plenty of world wheat around. Australia keeps selling wheat, and I think it's a matter of the wheat kind of following the corn and beans higher when it can. We did have heavy rains in Brazil. It's certainly delaying harvest now, and it may be affecting some of the crops out there. So people may now start be ratcheting down the soybean production numbers in Brazil. So that's friendly out here. Most of the news seems to be pretty friendly. End users caught short here. They need to get product covered. You would have thought on any one of these good breaks, if they really wanted to cover anything, they've had plenty of opportunity out here. But I would think the export sales this morning and the new sale will really pump corn up. We can certainly take a look at the resistance at 555 in March corn. We could probably take a look at 455 in D's corn, somewhere in that range. But I certainly think we can see some higher prices out here. We tend to make our contract highs the last Friday of the month, which would be tomorrow. So maybe we'll see new highs again on the corn. Certainly wouldn't surprise me. The beans, it's a little bit tougher road. We'd have to rally 50 cents basically from where the beans closed at 7:45. Certainly not out of the question. The beans rallied $1 a bushel from Sunday night to Tuesday. So you know, anything is possible out here. As we've seen in some of these other markets, whether it's Bitcoin or GameStop, these markets are incredibly volatile out here, and you can't really rule out anything. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.